now that Saber Interactive has broken away from the Embracer Group, we're learning from their COO, Tim Willett, which I've had the pleasure of interviewing on LAN parties, that their games such as John Carpenter's Toxic Commando and Jurassic Park Survival, those are the ones that I'm really looking forward to. There's some other ones as well. Those are still in development. Nothing is changing in terms of those games. So that is great news to hear. We're just learning that Destiny 2 Into the Light is coming April 9th. This is kind of a segue season in between Season of the Wish and, of course, The Final Shape, which is the last element within the Light and Dark Saga. I am pumped for this. I've just started getting back into it so I can catch up on the story and everything like this. This comes out April 9th. March 19th, however, at 10 a.m. PST, they'll be doing a live stream. You can also collect. Make sure you're watching. You can get emblems and stuff like that from watching as well. So we'll see what Into the Light is all about. We're also learning about a new game from the creators of RuneScape. I know I have a ton of friends that still play RuneScape. I never actually played it. It's called Brighter Shores. It is an MMORPG. We don't have a date as to when exactly it'll be coming out, but it will be a free-to-play game. Of course, there's going to be a premium pass as well that gives you access to unique names, other locations. So I don't know how I feel about that. It kind of seems a little pay-to-play-ish, but we'll have to wait and see. That'll do it for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast or our YouTube channel, or you can hit me up on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and we'll see you next week.